Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Nothing beats the exhilaration of running at full speed. Too many Christians can't because of secrets they're afraid to reveal. It's time to open the door and let in the light of God's forgiveness. Stay with us to find out how to cast off the weights of your past and be free. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Pastor Lutzer continues laying the groundwork for his series on putting your past behind you. In his message, The Willingness to Change, he's looking at how people try to escape their past. One way is through denial.
It's been estimated that 80% of all child abusers who, when confronted with what they have done, deny that they have done it. And only when the evidence becomes overwhelming do they finally say, yes, it's true. Denial. Second, substance abuse, alcoholism. It's just a way to deaden the pain of a guilty, frustrated, empty life. Compulsive behavior. Overeating, overspending, running from here to there, oftentimes a sign that there are some people who simply cannot live with themselves. Because to see themselves alone for a minute is unbearable. And so their behavior becomes very unpredictable. It's the way of escape. Or projecting blame. Everybody else is to blame. You know, you're caught with something red-handed, but you cannot admit that it is you. It's always somebody else. And oh, how we as human beings do that with such great ability. Well, that's not God's way of escape. No, that's the way many people try to cope. They try to escape. But the problem is that that chain just becomes a little tighter. Because the third link in the chain is dishonesty. It's dishonesty. An unwillingness to see yourself for what you are in the presence of God and say, I am at fault. I have a need. Within me there is festering all kinds of emotional and spiritual sores, and I need to be healed. Oh, that's hard to say that. It's always somebody else. Now, what is God's way of escape? I've been thinking about this message for a couple of weeks, and I finally concluded that there is no one answer to God's way of escape, because I think it's the brilliance of the Scripture. Just to say that there is the way of escape without defining it. Why? Because every situation, the application of that way of escape may be just a little different. That's why. But let me give you some characteristics of the way of escape. First of all, we know that God's way of escape always involves honesty. It is always being willing to be able to say, God, show me who I am. Show me who I am in your presence. Show me who I am in relationship to other people. I lay myself out before me. Oh God, search me and see if there be any twisted, wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Lord, I open my life to you. It always involves honesty. It must, for God is a God of truth. It always involves humility. That means that you are willing to consult someone else. Somebody that you're willing to go to. Often as a pastor, I've heard people say to me, Pastor, I'm going to tell you something now that nobody else in the whole wide world ever knows about me. And I often think to myself, isn't that tragic to think that here's a person 30 or 40 or 50 years old who has to tell me something that nobody else in the whole wide world knows? They have borne that secret all along. They have lived in their own private hell. They have cut themselves off from the possibility of help, because God's remedy is always humility. Being able to admit to someone else in candor and honesty the hurt and the aches and the pains and the sores of the soul. God's way always involves that. That's what the body of Jesus Christ is all about. It's one of the reasons why he gave us brothers and sisters, is that there are people whom you can trust with your past who will still accept you and love you and affirm you despite the hurt. And then, of course, God's way always involves some hurt. That was actually my third point: honesty, humility, and hurt. Notice it says, the way of escape is given to us by God that we may be able to endure it, and there may be pain in the endurance. Let me explain it to you this way. You see, there are some people whose life, if we could see them spiritually and not physically, we would see that their life is full of festering sores because of their past. Bad background, abusive parents, rejection, hurt, bad marriage, name it. All kinds of sores. But the problem is that unless they know how to have those sores healed, and they use the ways of escape that we have mentioned that come to us from the world, those sores always remain open wounds. What God wants to do is to take those open wounds and turn them into scars, because scars mean that there's been healing. But in order to do that, he has to perform surgery. And so what the Lord often does is he reaches down and he takes his knife, and that knife hurts, and he cuts deeply and he cuts painfully, but he does it that he might heal. He wounds us that he might heal us, so that we have a clean wound that can heal. Now, how does God do that? He does it by confronting ourselves with him, and our humble acknowledgement and willingness to see who we are. You know, there are some people who are involved in addictions. There are some people who are involved in great, excruciating, painful, emotional turbulence, and they will never be free from it because there are things in their lives that they are unwilling to face. They do not want to bear the pain of going back and being able to uncover the hurts that brought them to this point. You know, in the Old Testament, there's a very beautiful story. A man by the name of Hosea. The Bible tells us that Hosea was asked to marry a prostitute. God says, I want to use your wife as an illustration for the nation. Hosea did. He had two children by Gomer, and then when he had a third, he recognized something that had been a suspicion, but now it was a painful reality, namely that the third child that she bore was not his at all, but belonged to another lover. That's why he called the child Lo Ammi, which means no kin of mine. You're not related to me. You belong to somebody else. One day he returned home, and Gomer had left. And she went from one lover to another. Speak about sexual addiction. One relationship after another, Gomer went from man to man until she fell into the arms of a man who could not take care of her at all. And Hosea sought and actually went to that man and gave him money so that he could do a better job of looking after his girlfriend, Gomer. And then the text tells us eventually she fell into the hands of a man who couldn't take care of her at all and decided to sell her like a common slave. And Hosea was in the audience. And the auctioneer said, how much am I bid for this woman? And somebody said, 14 shekels and a bushel of barley. And Hosea upped the ante, and the text says, I bought her back to me for 15 shekels of silver and a bushel and a half of barley. And he brings her home. What a story of love. But do you know what it says in the second chapter? God, using her as an illustration of the nation Israel, says, I will bring her back to me, and I will allure her, and I will speak comfortably, and I will speak lovingly to her. And then the Lord says, and I will give to her the valley of Achor as a door of hope. The word Achor means trouble. God says, I will bring her into trouble until that trouble becomes for her a door of hope. And then the Lord says, I will betroth her to me forever. I will betroth her to me in faithfulness and in righteousness. Hebrew scholars tell us that what that means is that when Gomer is brought back home, her husband is going to consider her as a virgin once again. Oh, physically, she can never be a virgin again. But spiritually, he's going to give her a brand new beginning. Past is going to be blotted out, and she's going to be made over in faithfulness and righteousness. He's going to remarry her, and she'll be betrothed to him in loving kindness and know the Lord. What is the bottom line that I'm saying today? My friend, I don't know your past. I don't know the secrets that you have brought to this meeting. I don't know the hurts. I don't know the pains. But this much I do know, that there is no valley that you are in, but that it is a valley that has a way leading out. There is no trial that has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tried above that which you are able, but will with the trial make a way of escape so that you can endure it and endure it successfully. He takes the open wounds and he turns them into scars. Healed. And he enables you to begin again. Do you want a new beginning? You want the past to be blotted out? Do you want to be cleansed from the past? Do you want to be delivered from the chains that bind you? Do you want to be set free? Jesus said, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. That's what Jesus is all about, to speak you free. You willing to humble yourself? Willing to be honest? God is here to give you a new beginning.
And of course, as we live the Christian life, it is so important to connect with other believers who strengthen us, who help us in all of our weaknesses, and help us with the new future that God wants to give us. And speaking of other people, it is because of people just like you that the ministry of Running to Win can expand. I'm so happy to be able to announce that soon we hope that we will be in Russian, so that the people of Russia and Ukraine will be able to hear the gospel of Christ. Would you consider helping us, becoming an endurance partner, standing with us regularly with your prayers and your gifts? Now, you need more info. Hope that you have a pencil there. Go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com, or call us right now, 1-800-215-5001.
Erwin Lutzer is continuing a life-changing series on putting your past behind you. He brought us the conclusion of The Willingness to Change, a Necessary First Step. Next time, dealing with the issue of the unpardonable sin. Plan now to listen every day. This series can be yours as a CD album when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. For details, call 1-800-215-5001. Ask about putting your past behind you. On the internet, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.